H Carpets across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Just running, reading some funny texts that are coming in right now. It is going to be a beautiful day. In fact, it's already a nice looking day with blue skies and sunshine. Picture postcard perfect with a high temperature in the middle 70s. Clear, not quite as cold tonight. Overnight, low temperature down to about 49. Tomorrow, with a high near 80, more sun than clouds. And as a matter of fact, we'll be in the low 80s Saturday, mid 80s Sunday with a sun and cloud mix. Rain chances under 20%, not quite zero, but under 20%. Scattered showers and storms on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Highs in the 80s. Right now this morning, 51 degrees, a little cool, but warming up here at 8:03.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Where are we going next here? A lot of this stuff is just not happy news, and I don't know where to go next. I see another radio broadcasting giant is furloughing
people. Oh?
Yeah. Well, our boss is doing everything possible to keep us all on the air and making an income. These big companies are just being brutal. Just brutal. Best 10 songs to receive COVID-19 stress. Now, most of this stuff I've never heard of. I know of Enya.
What?
I don't know the song Watermark.
It was also an album, I believe, of hers. But yeah, there is a song called Watermark. The title track, yeah.
In lieu of these horrendous unemployment numbers, shall we...
Should we listen to Enya?
Well, I mean...
I don't know.
Well...
what format would that be on?
Maybe this will calm us all down.
If it plays.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah, how long did it take us to get something to play this morning?
It took forever to get stuff to play earlier this morning.
God, they just showed a picture of Benjamin Franklin with a mask on Fox News on their website. pretty grim. Well... Join us again in about 20 minutes, because the last time we did this...
It automatically came up when I said to Jay, how's your O.J. impression? And then O.J. started...
Oh, it's got to play an ad or something? What's it doing?
It's not doing anything.
Try restarting your device.
We stop supporting this browser soon for the best experience. Update. What happens if I do that? What if I update my browser?
Well, hopefully things will work, but you can't update that browser. It won't go any further, because the operating system is so old.
You're not talking about me, are you?
I mean, no, I'm not talking about you. I could understand that you know.
Am I the operating system to whom you're referring to? I want some Enya. I want an Enyama right now. Well, I mean, there is... I think I might actually have dubbed something into the system. Let's see if this works. 6 million people.
Let's sing along.
Also recommended, Coldplay's Strawberry Swing.
I'm not familiar with that one.
I don't know that one.
I check it out, except it's still not playing the Enya I tried to get on the radio.
I don't know why it's not.
Otherwise, Adele's Someone Like You.
Mm.
Everything else on this list is stuff I'm not familiar. How about Marconi Union?
Who?
McCartney Union.
Oh. If you're wondering if Rich and I are losing it, no.
We're
playing an old classic.
By the Five Americans from about... There it is! There it is!
Hit it!
Ladies and gentlemen, the Five Americans. Western Union Man at 8:07.
Things went wrong today. News came away. I woke up to find who I had in my mind.
Marconi Man here.
Western Union Man, bad news in his hand. Knocking at my door, selling me the store.
course. Marconi, man.
I did my best to recreate all of those things.
That was really good.
That was nice.
That's good to hear. I haven't heard that in a while, so it was good to hear.
How about a band called Airstream?
Yeah, I remember. I'm all out of love.
I thought that was... Oh, that's
no,
it.
That's that Air Supply. Oh, no, no. Airstream
was a trailer. It was trailer.
One of those, yeah. Yeah, those, yeah. Shiny, those shiny trailers.
Yeah, silver ones.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
that's right. Go get some.
Yeah, see.
Otherwise, Rue du Soleil, oh, Mozart's Canzonata Soleil is also...
Interesting. Is, you should put that in there and see if it comes up.
What's wrong with this?
What is this a list of songs about, though? I mean,
they're the best songs to relieve COVID-19 stress, according to Science...
Okay, whatever, science. Oh, science, thank you all so much.
I could put...
What, did you ever get to the Lionel Richie story yesterday, or you were going to do a Lionel Richie... one of his songs was... I forget what context you were using.
Well, we do have a Lionel Richie Corona.
Oh, I see.
The Quarantunes.
Oh, I see.
The Quarantunes.
Yeah, it's this one here.
All right. Oh, no.
This takes me right back to the
80s. No. Oh,
trying to wake
no.
up people with this.
Good Lord.
If you need to induce vomiting this morning, ladies and gentlemen, this will do it.
Hello.
From Tuskegee, Alabama.
Hello, Fleming. It's been so long since I've been in the aisle. There's been no toilet paper stocked for quite a while. Delivery came to the grocery store.
Oh, no.
Hello. Is it TP you're looking for? The truck came with some supplies. Extra soft and double ply. No more using a T-shirt or coffee filters to wipe. You can finally take a poo. They won't let you stock up. Limit two.
Oh, that's funny.
Yes, even when we reach for the toilet paper, we are taking measured, because that's on the top 10 list of things people are using more efficiently.
Here's a new Alabama Alabama numbers.
What you got?
1,115. So what? We're up 115 in 24 hours.
Oh, we're up 1,115.
No, we're up. Yeah,
we hit 1,000 yesterday.
So we added 115.
Added 115.
I think we're about 60 here in the Tri-County.
19. Well, let's see. Confirmed cases.
That's right.
Montgomery 19 is still. I don't have the Tri-County numbers. It didn't come out on this particular text.
Well, we have a really great conundrum.
All right.
And you can win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card if you're the first person to call up with the winning answer.
Yeah, this is an interesting one.
So before I give it, let's have Jay talk about Seafood Bistro. This will get people into wanting to play and win this thing, and we'll start in a moment.
All right. We talk a lot about food on this show, and I'm going to talk about food again when I talk about the Seafood Bistro. Chef Paul and Jessica over there doing everything they can to make everything as safe as possible, but also get you food. They can do that by ordering from the Seafood Bistro. Fantastic time to order online. You can do that going to their website, theseafoodbistro.com. Now, you can call in and order, too. I did that on Saturday. You can call 279-7500 and place an order there. I got the shrimp and grits.
Nice.
The cheese curds, because I just can't pass those up.
Yep.
And here's the interesting part. I also got the dragon shrimp, which is the appetizer.
Wow.
So here's the interesting part. Had some of that on Saturday when I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Finished off the shrimp and grits on Sunday, Then on Monday, I finished off the cheese curds and the dragon shrimp.
You're not just any idiot.
3 days, 3 days of food for that one order. So check that out online. TheSeafoodBistro.com. Use the delivery apps, DoorDash, Waiter, Grubhub, Uber Eats. They're on all of those. Or just call in the order, 279-7500. They open up at 11 a.m. today. 1651 Berry Hill Road, The Seafood Bistro. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Jay, you did it for me.
What? Welcome.
I've got the I've got the new torture music.
Oh, yeah, I put that in. You asked me to put it in. I put it in.
Okay, so if we have to, we will.
Oh, that wasn't much. I thought I put in more than that.
No, it's all in there.
Okay.
But we have one toke over the line from Lawrence.
Sweet
well,
Jesus.
If we need to inspire a few people. But here's the conundrum. Okay. A study found that people born after 1980 will do this over 25,000 times in a lifetime.
So if you're born after 1980, okay, 25,000 times in a lifetime. That's an interesting question.
Yes, and obviously the year that's used has some connection to the answer.
And it's not that.
Oh, yeah. No, not even me.
Not that.
All right, 272-9228. We know we're going to have to beg and plead, but we're just getting started.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery Regional Airport has seen an 80% drop in traffic because of the coronavirus pandemic. Executive Director Marshall Taggart says the airport has been deep cleaned and flights are still available for essential travel. Taggart says there are no plans for layoffs currently. State health officials say the peak number of coronavirus cases in Alabama may come around the third week in April. Officials say this depends on many factors, including social distancing across the state. And the National Weather Service confirms 5 tornadoes hit Alabama Tuesday morning. An EF2 tornado hit Barber County, which was the hardest hit area. A total of 3 EF0 tornadoes hit Pike County. No serious injuries were reported. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Looking back, watching our kids and grandkids at play creates awesome memories, some better than others. I must admit, I don't much care to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Way too much of that today. Hi, this is Terry with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of our children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of pickle and 500, or badminton, Red Rover, or croquet? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com to obtain a quote on having us turn your lawn into where children's memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great games and descriptions for them to play. They'll sure get a lot more exercise than just moving their thumbs on a keyboard. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories on your lawn. We use only golf course quality timed-release granular fertilizers. And Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and many of your friends and neighbors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com, where memories are made and promises are kept.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sleep is an important immune booster. So, during a pandemic, you need as much sleep as you can get. From the makers of Ambien, it's Hibernate.
I was having trouble sleeping, but about 10 minutes ago, I took a Hibernate...
Hibernate will help you get through this pandemic by putting you to sleep through this pandemic.
I want to go outside, so I'm going to hibernate through this whole stay-at-home new life thing and wake up on the other side ready to shake hands and cough in public.
Side effects of hibernate include sleeping through distance learning, sleeping through family puzzle night, sleeping through Tiger King, and bed sores.
Oh, I just woke up from my pandemic hibernation. Is it over?
Nope.
Give me another one!
Hibernate. Sleep through it all.
Yeah, that does kind of sound appealing, doesn't it? Wake up. Is that Corona thing still around?
Oh, man.
It is 17 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Now we're getting serious.
Okay, now, why are we not getting any calls? This is really straightforward. This is a good one, too.
It is.
If you're born after 1980... How many times have you done this? Are you likely to do this in your life?
In your lifetime, if you're born after 1980, you will do over 25,000.
25,000.
In a lifetime.
Times.
So what is this?
What are we talking about? What are we talking about? It's something you do. If you're born after 1980, you're more likely to do this.
And we've already eliminated the big one.
Oh, yeah.
So 272-9228 is our number.
You could do that 25,000 times.
Even if you have what you think is a dumb answer, call with it, because first of all, we don't mock people on this show. Only public figures. And
look at that guy up there on the screen. Is he a Democratic presidential candidate?
No, he's a first responder or something.
No, Stephen Reed, first responder. Yeah. Not the mayor.
Yeah, where's that fat head, Mr. Meatloaf head? So you'll do this 25,000 times in your lifetime. What could that be? 272-9228 as Ethel joins the show.
Hi, Ethel. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well.
You could get Ethel at Etho back in the day.
What's going on, Ethel? What do you think that we're talking about here? If you're born after 1980.
Send an email.
You know what? That's a very, very, very good answer. But it's not what we're looking for.
It is. It's an excellent start. Ethel has become the template for the direction your guesses should go.
Now, that's a very good start.
Ethel template.
Thank you very much, Ethel.
You're welcome. Have a blessed day.
You too. She was so nice. 272-9228. So it's not 25,000 emails. That's a week for me.
Yeah.
Here's Balake.
Hey.
Howdy.
How you doing, Blake?
Who's this?
Good. How are you?
Good. What do you think we're looking for here? What's the answer?
First letter of your last name.
I'm going to say take a photo. Take a photo. Take a picture.
Judges.
I don't know.
We
just can't accept it in that form, okay?
Yeah, but
I'm sorry.
Okay. I mean, let's put it this way.
Yeah, you're knocking on. You're knocking on the door, not heaven's
door. Call back if you think you know. You know.
Yeah, call back.
Yeah,
call back.
Yeah.
All right. Take one answer.
Go in that direction, but what?
Yeah.
Okay. I know. Yeah. It's a technicality.
Just a technicality, but we can't accept it that way.
Everybody loves Raymond on line one.
Hey, Raymond.
Good morning.
What's
good
up?
Morning.
What do you think?
And I didn't hear what that last one said, but I was like, send a text. Hello?
You're going to say what?
A text. Send a text.
Send a text.
Okay, we had email.
25,000 texts. That's good.
We're in.
That's good. That's really good, but that's not what we're looking for.
In fact, you could do this within a text, I believe.
Oh, good. Yeah.
First
letter of your last name? 272-9228 is the number.
I mean, so we're knocking on the door, folks. If you heard the gentleman just a little while ago, we couldn't give it to him, but it was really, really close.
Here's Bill.
Hi.
Yes, sir. Take a selfie.
Selfie, you think?
25,000 selfies if you're born after 1980. That's correct.
Exactly right. We couldn't take photo. We needed selfie.
Yeah.
Good deal.
You remember in the olden days, you have a camera on a tripod, you go set the photo, and it's had a timer.
Like 30-second,
yes.
And then there was some sort of a countdown, you know. And
that's how you did a selfie.
Yep.
Or you'd blind yourself with your brownie Starmite by aiming at yourself. Bill, good work. You have won a $10 gift certificate to the Seafood Bistro.
Delicious gift certificate.
Let's say good morning to Brett Vegas.
Hey, hi.
Yeah, I took that hint on that photo thing, and I was
going to
say selfie, too.
Yeah, selfie is definitely the answer. But you can see why we didn't, we couldn't take photo, because we needed selfie.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, my daughter's a very gifted selfie taker, by the way. She always gets good, even
well,
with
me. Well,
if
you have a long arm, boy,
yeah,
you can get a good selfie.
Thank you, Brett Vegas.
Thanks.
And T-Bird.
Hi.
Well, I was going to guess selfie.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
Dang.
All right.
But you've
guess what? You're qualified for the grand prize drawing on Friday, which is tomorrow.
It is. You know, it's funny. A lot of folks I know are losing track.
What day it is? Because they're home. They're like, what day is this?
Yeah. Our routines have been so decimated by these conditions.
Do you remember a line in 1917 where he asked the guy what day it is, and he says Friday? He goes, oh, we weren't even close. He had guessed Tuesday.
Yeah. it's, and by the way, speaking of routines, this Saturday and Sunday, I will be here from 6 to 8:30 on Saturday morning with Rosie. I believe the Seth Spotlow Experience will join us and Eddie Bader, and then we'll be back on Sunday as well.
I usually, do a phone in too.
And yes, Rich Thomas.
I haven't missed a weekend show yet.
And I also want my buddy Clay at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. I will be out there Saturday. Mm-hmm. And it's not that I didn't mean it previously, but stuff came up. And then Saturday I was getting ready to go, and I said, oh, they close in 30 minutes. So I haven't had it. But, man, a lot of our listeners have been out there, and it's really an amazing place. 8:23 is the time. Our Morning Maroon nominees are coming up in just a bit.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic on this Thursday. We have light to moderate traffic all over the river region. Things are quiet everywhere. The 31s, the Boulevard, I-65 and 85 all looking good this morning. We have no issues anywhere and no accidents into us to pass along to you. Should be a nice drive wherever you're headed this morning. Please buckle up and let's be safe out there and never text and drive. At Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, you can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want. They'll bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Jenny King, the king of clean.
Hi, this is Chance Inman, President and COO of Jenny King Golf Coast, with some ways to protect yourself and those around you from the coronavirus. Wash your hands often and thoroughly. Cover coughs and sneezes with your elbow. Disinfect high-touch surfaces regularly. Use non-contact methods for greeting others and avoid touching your face. Following these steps, as well as social distancing, should help all of us stay healthy. Please stay safe and keep it clean out there.
Jenny King, the king of clean.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
land to freeze this disease. I gotta wash my hands. I gotta wash my hands. I gotta wash my hands. 'Cause if I catch it, I'll feel crappy inside.
Stupid news.
News.
What news?
Stupid news.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's time for stupid news, see?
Yeah, okay. Hey,
here's a happy story to start stupid news with.
Okay.
A super pink moon, and I've seen a few of these.
Yeah.
Is coming April 7th. That would be 5 days from now, doing the math. And today is Thursday, so I'm...
Monday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday. All right, now what makes this one so unique? The April full moon is the closest supermoon of the year, which means it's the largest. The website Earth Sky says that's because this full moon more closely coincides with the lunar perigee. Rich can explain what that is. The moon's closest point to Earth in its monthly orbit than any other full moon in 2020. This will not be canceled due to the coronavirus. The folks at NASA say the moon will be at perigee at 2:08 p.m. on April 7th. It'll be visible at 10:30 that night. It's known as the pink moon.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
The herb moss pink, also known as wild ground phlox, which is one of the early... You know, last night, I had the Smithsonian Channel on.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself becoming increasingly engaged in a show about dung beetles.
On the Smithsonian? I missed that one last night.
Yeah, I mean, this thing showed you how they burrow and how there's a chick dung beetle at the bottom of the burrow. But sometimes another male dung beetle will dig a hole and try and get to the chick dung beetle while the other dung beetle is up on top of the hole guarding it.
Yeah.
I mean, they're called burrowers. And sometimes... And then... if the dung beetle on the top of the hole sees the dung beetle burrowing in to try and get the chick dung beetle, they'll have a, you know, they'll break a leg and then they're dead. They're a dung beetle. If you don't learn anything else today, learn this.
That's, then the dung beetle is dung?
It could be the newest old saying, as useless as a dung beetle with a broken leg, because that's what they become, Jay.
Your story about the April full moon, the pink moon.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know that every April, the full moon is called the pink moon? I mean, that's just the April full moon name?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure you knew that. I don't know you didn't know that.
Between now and April 7th, the moon will appear to be getting bigger.
And Leon's getting larger.
Gotcha.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
This is interesting. Because we have a similar situation here. A Welsh man said he contacted the Guinness World Records to alert them that his town has the world's highest concentration of traffic circles.
Well, you know what those traffic circles call.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles.
Of course.
Because on the county, you want to know why?
I want to know why.
When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
Yep.
Makes me sad to play that because it reminds me
of... Not too bad so far, the numbers.
I think they were expecting something in that range. And I also, I think this is temporary. It is. This type of unemployment. I mean, yeah, it's staggering, but it's also mostly layoffs and furloughs until things start get going again. And the sooner the better. I will also say, I'll make a prediction.
Okay. It's already, it's in
the green by a little bit.
But here's the thing. I think this number today went down.
I know.
It's back up. Now it's even. It's up 46, up 4 points, up 3 points, up a point.
It's going to be a weird ride.
Down a point, down a half a point.
Sold American.
Down 14 points. apparently he believes that his town of Milton Keynes, England, holds the Guinness World Record for highest number of traffic circles per square kilometer.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, you know, when the rest of the news just sucks, you look for anything to take your mind off what's going on. By the way, the IRS, people who get Social Security benefits and do not submit tax returns because they don't make enough money to have to file one, will not have to file one to get one of these stimulus checks from the government, a concession from your Internal Revenue Service, which earlier said stimulus payments would be made only to those who filed tax returns for last year or 2018. And that kind of brings you, oh, by the way, if you're having a baby.
You're having my baby.
A big study by the investment platform eToro. eToro, the investment platform.
Okay.
They analyzed their database of 12 million users and determined that you're most likely to be wealthy if your baby is named Andrew or Anna. Those are the top two names.
Why? How did they determine that?
They looked at the bottom lines of thousands of portfolios.
Huh. And they just happened to find...
Ran a search on which name pops up most frequently. Andrew and Anna.
Biff didn't make the list.
Biff.
Biff. That's such a cute baby, that Biff.
Other names that did very well in this little study. Mm-hmm. Maria, Laura, Helen, and Sarah. After Andrew for boys. Sam, Alex. Oh, I like seeing that. Because that's Goose's guy's name. Christopher and Darren.
Those are all really solid names.
At the bottom end, you want to know which names?
Okay. Hit me. Moon Unit.
Rob, Dan, Karen, Claire, and Lisa. Oh, Lisa, I'm so sorry to see this. So there you go. Those are the names that cover both ends of the financial spectrum, which rhymes with...
Rectum.
Hey, look, see...
Oh, it's up 90 points.
100. No, over 100.
The depression is over, friends. But check back with us in 30 seconds.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Absolutely gorgeous today. And if we need some good news and if we need some fresh air, this is your day. What I call a Chamber of Commerce day. Sunshine, blue skies, high in the mid-70s today. We're starting off a little cool this morning. Jacket weather right now. Clear, not quite as cold tonight, overnight at 49. Tomorrow's high near 80. More sun. And a few clouds, but really nice day on Friday. We'll be in the low 80s Saturday with a sun and cloud mix. Mid-80s on Sunday. Rain chances under 20% over the weekend. Then scattered showers and storms Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Right now this morning, we have north winds at 7 miles per hour. Beautiful out there. A little cool at the moment. It's 51 at 837.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Our friends at Montgomery Paint and Bonnie want you to know that the lobby is closed. However, you can still call them, 27-REC with a W, and you can make an appointment to get your estimates. If you have a mishap with your car, an accident, or some other mishap, and you need to get an estimate, they will be able to take care of you. But do it by appointment, all right? So they're going to close. It's understandable. They're closing their lobby, all right? Having an accident is obviously no fun, but take it from a guy who has had a number over the years. And gosh darn it, what a month of March it's been, because my month started with a mishap with a telephone pole, a significant mishap with a telephone pole during heavy rain about 40 seconds from my house. And anyway, first call was to the police department. Second call was to Montgomery Paint and Body. And I told him, guess who picked up the phone? Brandon Turner, Donnie's son, who I've dealt with them for many, many years. And I said, hey, I got a vehicle coming your way. And they took care of me all along the way. And we always, you know, say, you know, their tagline is, they'll fix your car as good as new, maybe better. I am telling you, my car, when it came back, I was just goo-goo about it. It was incredible how it looked when it came back to me, and I was so glad to get my vehicle back. They work well with the insurance company. In fact, when I called my insurance company, I mentioned Montgomery Paint and Body and said, yep, they are high on our list. So we got it taken care of. And they'll take care of you the same way they take care of me. Play pinball sometime in their little lobby, too. They got the Blue Water Wing there at Montgomery Paint and Body. The people that will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
And they can make some great lunch recommendations.
The
family for
El Paso Chili Company.
Yeah. And by look, those of us who are lucky enough to still be working, and trust me when I tell you, with this situation, we're all taking hits here. We're not looking at it like that. Those of us who can, we need to go to these little restaurants and businesses, seafood bistro, and let them know that's how you look. I just got a big bill from the federal government, but I went to Georgia Floors Direct and I redid a room. I did this last weekend, and it's amazing. Yeah. And you feel good because you know you're in very directly making a contribution to helping us survive this period of time and the businesses that support the station. And it become, I mean, over 10 years, Georgia Floors Direct, Don Duncan, so many others have been with us that long. And I'll tell you what, my devotion to them runs a lot deeper than it does to Uncle Sam. He'll get his. He always does.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Seeing a little bit of congestion on the East-South Boulevard right now from Norman Bridge Road up to Narrow Lane. Baptist Hospital congested there and at Troy Highway. Other than that, we are looking pretty good all over the city. I-65 and 85, a speed limit drive through downtown Montgomery. Use caution, buckle up, and be safe out there on this Thursday. Invisible Fence is following all recommendations to sanitize and to keep your pets safe. Everything is wiped down. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585, keeping you and your pet safe. Invisible Fence. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. State health officials say the peak number of coronavirus cases in Alabama may come around the third week in April. Officials say this depends on many factors, including social distancing across the state. The Montgomery Regional Airport has seen an 80% drop in traffic because of the coronavirus pandemic. Executive Director Marshall Taggart says the airport has been deep cleaned and flights are still available for essential travel. Taggart says there are no plans for layoffs currently. And the National Weather Service confirms 5 tornadoes hit Alabama Tuesday morning. An EF2 tornado hit Barber County, which was the hardest hit area. A total of 3 EF0 tornadoes hit Pike County. No serious injuries were reported. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole.
Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WAC.
Requested by Jay.
Night in the city when the streets become a steaming pile of shit.
Oh no! The turd burglars are robbing the bank!
Hold it right there, turd burglars!
I owe thee in deep doo-doo!
It's dung beetle and stink bug!
Actually, ma'am, it's Stink Bug and Dung Beetle.
Yeah, I'm number 2.
OMG, you guys are so anal. Who cares? They're getting away.
Everyone, cover your mouths. I'm going to gas them.
Just then, Stink Bug releases his gas attack given to him after a freak accident at IBS Labs.
Yes. It's working. They're dropping their load. Now, Dung Beetle.
Dung Beetle flings his mighty dung bombs.
Put some corn in it, man.
We did it!
Wherever human waste needs to be flushed out,
we'll wipe the streets clean!
Stinkbug and Dung Beetle, stay tuned next time when Stinkbug says...
Quickly, Dung Beetle, hold this match behind me as I bend over...
Stinkbug and Dung Beetle!
And that was inspired... actually, that we've had that for years.
Yeah.
I haven't played it that much, but again, last night, I'm looking for something that will...
And so you're on the Smithsonian.
Yeah.
I love aerial anything now.
Aerial Dunbeer.
Aerial Dietzville is okay.
Dietzville.
It's an hour. It's awesome. An hour long.
Yeah. So that's why we pulled out the old bit there. Let's bring in the great American Ayatollah Jean Kadai.
In America, you have a right... to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right. Each and every day we present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. Texas Department of Transportation authorities are investigating a suspicious truck fire. This happened on Interstate 45 in southern Dallas County. Mm-hmm. The driver said he hit a bump, lost control of the vehicle, struck a highway barrier. That caused the truck to overturn. The driver and his dog got out, but the reason he gets this nomination is the truck was filled with toilet paper. Somebody on the scene described it this way.
The folks between us, this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world. They always see this place.
I mean, we just can't have this kind of careless driving.
You just got to roll with it, man.
With a commodity like toilet paper on the inside. Mm. Here's another bad driver.
Okay.
This happened in Australia, though. A 35-year-old guy in Sydney pulled over on Monday for doing 100 miles an hour in his Lamborghini in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. His excuse? Because that's what the... Why were you going 45 miles an hour over the speed limit?
Yeah.
He said he was rushing to the hospital to get tested for coronavirus.
Oh, yeah, it's urgent that I...
Just get there fast.
It's urgent that I go 100 miles an hour.
And put everybody between me and the hospital's lives at risk by speeding this way. The cops did fine him for speeding. His license has been suspended.
Fine.
So when he goes for his coronavirus test, he'll be Ubering his way over there. In fact, he did get tested. The police made sure that he went to the hospital to get tested. Right. We don't know the results of that test yet. That would seem like, you know, a monumental waste.
Never been.
That's two, right?
That's two.
There's another one here.
Why are you looking somewhere at me?
Oh, what did I do with it? Oh, here we go. We also have an unidentified man in Pennsylvania. And again, from eastern Pennsylvania,
where
they gave us this guy.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
That's right. That's where that guy came from.
This is a man in Pennsylvania who spent 2 years in jail waiting for a trial for obstructing traffic with his bicycle. 2 years. He gets out, gets arrested the same day for throwing a traffic cone into a flooded creek.
Yeah. Well, we've heard that before. On the same day, they get out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're back. Yeah.
I think maybe he just didn't feel... Right. Couldn't get down with freedom.
Out of these three, I'm thinking the guy that's going 100 miles an hour to get that COVID-19 test at the hospital in his Lamborghini in a 55-mile-an-hour zone, I'm thinking he may be our candidate.
I am inclined to agree with you because, first of all, don't give an excuse that's already turned up in a meme that's going around the internet, you know?
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
Kapuya!
Heard that this morning, by the way.
What?
Kapuya.
You
Kapuya.
Did?
On the way in.
Oh.
During a different program.
Did I Kapuya this morning?
During the Coast Guard.
If you heard something, it was an accident.
I do a little test at 5:30.
Did you do something? Did you?
I may have bumped.
Was that you?
Yeah, I've done.
Because I heard Kapuya and a toilet flush. Was that you?
Wow.
There are listeners to that
show.
Wow. Well, I was trying to sell my way in.
Yeah. I just, my arm bumped, then it bumped it again.
Sure, it did.
Oh.
Look at Greg.
My God.
I can't believe you heard that.
I totally heard it.
5:30, that's what I'm doing at my test. You look at your watch next time if you ever hear something like that.
I just thought it was Greg up here, had some time to kill him, was like doing
this
thing.
I do it once a year.
I'm shocked. I am in shock.
See, he learned it from watching you.
That's right. Yeah, Dad. So if I jumped in the lake, does that mean you jump in the lake too?
Yeah, Dad.
Richard. Oh, my goodness, Timmy.
Richie to you, buddy.
8:49, Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka. What an amazing group. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson for years. And again, another one of our phenomenal long-term sponsors here at News Talk 93.1 FM. They're game changers. Their crisis situation is pretty much a daily thing because that's who they deal with, people who have found themselves in crisis, suffering a loss of mobility, sometimes temporary, sometimes a long-term recovery from an accident, anything from a car wreck to falling off a ladder, and then consulting with their client to make sure that they can restore as many choices as possible so the person doesn't risk further injury. In other words, they go into the home and they do an assessment, and they make a determination on what's going to be needed for this person to be ambulatory inside the house at minimal risk. Ramps, rails, whatever it is, they do and install. They also do customized motorized equipment for folks, and they have given the driving option back to some with VIM vehicles, which they equip right there at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. These are digital command technology vehicles, and for those who felt a lifetime of dependence because somebody had to take them everywhere they needed or wanted to go, they now can take themselves thanks to these amazing developments and technologies they develop right there at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka, Gulf States Mobility, 514-6590. Please look them up and like them on Facebook when you have a chance. 8:51.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Seeing a little bit of congestion on the East South Boulevard right now from Norman Bridge Road up to Narrow Lane. Baptist Hospital congested there and at Troy Highway. Other than that, We are looking pretty good all over the city. I-65 and 85, a speed limit drive through downtown Montgomery. Use caution, buckle up, and be safe out there on this Thursday. Invisible Fence is following all recommendations to sanitize and to keep your pets safe. Everything is wiped down. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585, keeping you and your pets safe. Invisible Fence. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Mike Vinson with Adams Drugs. Times are tough here in the River Region, and the near future doesn't look that great. Our hearts go out to those businesses that have closed down and the employees who have lost their job. But I'm encouraged and inspired by the local restaurants doing whatever it takes to stay in business, providing curbside and delivery. Hopefully, you are doing what you can to support our local businesses. Our support today could very well determine who will be in business this time next year. Our gift shops are closed, but our pharmacy is open. The volume is down, but we're going to survive this, and no one will miss a paycheck. Adams Drugs challenge and battle now is with certain insurance companies and pharmacy benefit managers that have decided now is a good time to encourage their patients to go to mail order pharmacy. I doubt very seriously that there's anyone using mail order pharmacy now knows the name of the pharmacist who filled their prescription. More importantly, does the mail order pharmacist know you or your family? At Adams Drugs, our family has been building relationships with your family for over 58 years. At Adams Drugs, we now offer curbside pickup, and we've been delivering since 1962.
For the location nearest you, visit AdamsDrugs.net.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We forgot our education. Graduated years ago. Our kids are in an online classroom, learning things that we don't know. Taught and we can't teach our children at all. Been too long, can barely remember school at all.
How ironic to play that when a man with his college education happens to enter the studio. I'm looking at a story here from the Cronins in the Carolinas.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about this. An engineer admits he deliberately ran a train off the rails.
I saw it. It happened in Los Angeles.
He thought, he said, something going on with that. It was one of the Mercy ships. He says the government's not telling us everything that's going on with that ship. I heard his soundbite. This guy was wacko.
What does he think is going on with it? That's what I'd
you
like
know,
to
it's,
know.
It's he's,
that would require a response like that. Unbelievable. Let's go out to a place where the birds chirp. Playing the role of the birds is the crickets, because the only other bird sound effect I have is chickens. Sometimes they have those in stock, though, at Prattville Farm Center. Good morning, Randy Burkhalter.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
And from your former student, Jay Scott and Rich Thomas. We're good. How are you, man?
Good. That's good. Yeah, everybody's good. We're a little crazy.
We mentioned you the other day because there was a story about during this epidemic, people are buying live chickens. people that normally would never do that are buying live chickens.
Why are they doing that?
Have more eggs. Eggs are in short supply.
I think there's always a little, when as times get tough, you might say, that there's generally a little push to be a little more self-sustainable. And we have really sold a lot of chickens. Matter of fact, it's hard to keep them in at this time. But, you know, if it's backyard chickens or if it's a small backyard garden, we can help with that. And you can really grow a lot in a small space, just depending on what, you know, the items you want to grow. But, yeah, it's a little crazy. We're doing business differently.
Yeah, how you working that out now? People call ahead, pull up?
Well, both. Normally, you know, it would be considered rude to pull up beside a business and honk, but
yeah.
These days we do not consider that rude because that's, right. We're trying to do business outside, so to speak, and not crowd people up in the store. And that is a very, very radical change from what we're used to. We're used to very personal.
Yeah.
One-on-one, you know, showing different products, talking to people. It's a very huge change for us, no doubt. There are other businesses out there that are not as personal, and it's not as big a change for them. For us, it's a huge change, and we're trying to adapt to that. And it's tough. It's a little different.
Yeah, from the first time I visited there, that's why I've always called it the Giant Trucker Store, because it was big and welcoming and friendly. And
this is
definitely, but I'm just glad that you got the doors open and people can get dog food. If I run out of shampoo, I can drive up there and get another gallon of Mane and Tail.
Yes, sir. And we are committed to still servicing people, letting them get what they want, talking to them about the problems they have, whether it be with weeds or bugs or growing stuff. We're still going to do that. It just may be in a little different environment. It may not be in a storefront necessarily. It may be outside and we may be yelling at each other, but that's okay. We'll still get it done, whichever way it takes. Our business hours are the same.
Okay, and that location?
1154 South Memorial Drive, just south of Uptown McDonald's here in Prattville. Again, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Stay safe and well, man.
Yeah, and look up Pebble Farm Center on Facebook. We'll talk to you again next week. Joey is next with Eddie Bader.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't